You know, one of the things I've always been curious of, do you have input during the course of a ball game that, you know, you can beat somebody on a certain route, or is it just John Gruden calling the plays and you run the plays called?
Sometimes. I mean, in the Kansas City game, I did call, that the touchdown that I had, you know, that was a play that I thought would work simply because I ran so many up the field in routes, and we hadn't shown that. I thought that would be a good time to call it, and, you know, I asked him to call it. He didn't call it at the exact time, but he came back to it at the appropriate time, and it worked. So, you know, some games he will listen. Some games he'll just say, you know, I got it, and that's the way it should be. You know, I'm not going to cry about that, you know. If we lose, I cry a little more. You know, I'll go to him and talk to him about it. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for John Gruden. He's done a great job since he's been here, and, you know, we have a good working relationship, and it should be that way.
Jumping back to Jerry Rice, obviously, you know, he's helped you in some ways, but I think there's no question you're helping him acclimate to the division and the scheme here a little bit. I remember talking to you in training camp in Napa, and you put it so well. You said, Jerry Rice is a great wide receiver, but I'm a great football player. Now, not to demean Jerry, but there is a difference there. What did you mean by that?
Well, Jerry was born to play wide receiver. There's no doubt about that. You know, you got to watch this guy run routes. Everything he does, from his release, from the way he catches the ball, from the way he gets in and out of the break, it's pretty. It's absolutely pretty. I mean, everything he does is pretty. And you watch me on film, I'm all over, my arms are flailing, you know, all of a sudden the ball comes, I catch it and I run. You know, it's just how we were brought up. You know, he was obviously played a lot of wide receiver growing up, and you know, I played a lot of tailback, quarterback, you know, halfback. I did whatever the team needed me to do, and it shows. And that was the reason why I didn't have a problem with him coming here, because I knew it wouldn't be a situation where, okay, we're going to run the same routes, we're the same type of football player. You know, I thought that him being here, just like Andre Rison being here last year, would only help me out, and I think that's going to be the case for the rest of the year.
You know, I'll bet you a lot of new Raider fans don't know that you used to run back kicks, run back punts. You know, you used to do a little bit of everything when you first came to the Raiders, and then you know, kind of solidified it as just being a wide receiver and put that other stuff behind you.
Yeah, 9 years I returned punts. You know, I only returned kickoffs 1 year. I actually hurt my knee returning kickoffs, so after that I gave it up. But I returned punts 9 years, and don't be surprised. You may see me back there this year. You
really?
Know, I've been working with that a little bit. So I still feel great, man. Still feel as if I can do it. And, you know, David Dunn obviously is doing a great job for us right now. But if he was to go down or if something unfortunate was to happen, then I may have to be back there.
Tim, tell us about the matchup quickly with Seattle. They've obviously changed their defense considerably. You've always had juicy matchups with Willie Williams or Sean Springs throughout the years. You're not quite certain who's going to play this Sunday against you.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is you'd rather have those guys that you know, though. You know, I know Sean Springs is a great athlete, a great football player, but I know that guy. I know who he is. I know who Willie Williams is. I don't know who these other guys are. So it's like I'm going to have to spend the first couple of plays, the first couple of series, trying to figure out what exactly they have and what they don't have. But it should be a lot of fun. A lot of film study this week, and, you know, we should be okay, though.
No, you'll be ready. One of the great pros in the history of the sport. We'll come back. You know Tim Brown, the football player. We'll try to introduce you to a little bit. Tim Brown, the man.